Former Tampa City Council member turned community activist Linda Saul-Senna wants to convene a group, the Jackson House Foundation, to save the sole remaining building on what was once the bustling Central Avenue. But city legal staff sent a letter to the building's owner giving him until next Saturday to make safety improvements, or else the city would start the process of bringing out the wrecking ball. Saul-Senna is asking the city to give them an extra 60 days.
It's a very hectic time of year, you all have noticed. It's Thanksgiving, it's the holidays. But we are putting this deal together with interested people who want to save this critical piece of Tampa's history. And I know that this is an administrative issue and not specifically a council issue, but you all have spoken openly about how much you value this historic property and what it means to Tampa's history. So I would appreciate it if you could ask the administration to consider 60 more days.
If you look at it, the only straight thing on it is the ground. The rest of the house is leaning one way or the other.
That's Council Chair Charlie Miranda. The home is in disarray. To keep the city at bay, the owner would have to secure liability insurance and sign an agreement freeing the city from responsibility if someone were to get hurt on the property. He'd also have to fence the property and come up with a plan to stabilize the structure. Saul-Senna says a fence has already been put up and a team is working on stabilization plans that will cost about $50,000. City Council member Frank Reddick made a motion for city staff to reach out to the owner about plans, but still worries there isn't anything concrete enough to justify an extension on the deadline.
Because all I've been hearing is that you got all these people out here, the engineers and all these people saying they want to work, they want to do this. No one has stepped forward. No one has put $1 in the bank. That you're asking this gentleman to secure his home by giving it to a nonprofit organization. If this he is not able to sustain the money to pay back that $50,000 home, that house has been collateral. Two, that is the small portion. $50,000 is just to stabilize that up the house. Ma'am, it's going to take more money to restore it.
Reddick's motion to initiate a conversation with the Jackson House owner was approved unanimously, but no other action could be taken because Willie Robinson Jr. wasn't at the meeting. Saul-Senna, the woman leading a push to save the century-old home, told City Council Robinson intends to turn the home over to a nonprofit to save it.
This ad hoc committee that you are aware of, because a number of elected officials are sending representatives, has been meeting. And at her last Friday meeting, it sounded like things were gung-ho. And then Mr. Robinson, the project is a big project. It's perhaps too much for an individual, but it's something that the community under a Jackson House Foundation can support. And I think that what you referred to, Ms. Capine, about the fundraising on the radio this morning, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I've really gotten a number of inquiries, both large and small.
City Council member Yoli Capine had defended the house in earlier discussion.
There was a push by a radio station and raised this morning, I think something like $20,000, and donations from landscapers, and it's taken on a life of its own.
She doesn't see why the city should be in such a hurry to knock down such a historical building.
We're putting up monuments or at Encore, but yet we have this house, and really the city cannot have a clear conscience when it comes to this house. I am sorry, but that is the truth. It's African-American origin, but it is American history. It's our history. It's Tampa's history. And that we allowed that house to deteriorate.
Even though City Council wasn't able to do much to save the Jackson House today, City Attorney Julia Mandel says she's willing to work with groups. Mandel was the one who sent a letter to Robinson informing him of the looming demolition deadline for the end of this month.
If what I hear is going to occur is there is going to be a change in ownership and there's going to be some proposal to the city as to how this property is going to be stabilized.
Sure.
In order to lift that, we'll work with anybody in that process. Given the fact that the demolition order process hasn't even started, that would be appropriate.
Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn has also been calling on the home to be demolished. He suggested salvaging parts of the home to be included in an African American history museum the city hopes to build as part of a development in the area that used to be home to segregated black families. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.